Let's talk small businesses now. Delighted to be joined in the studio by Peter Smith. He's the chief executive of GE Partners. It is, in my term, my description, not his, a kind of boutique investment bank that raises money for startup companies here in the UAE and elsewhere. Peter, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. And keen to talk about some of the work you're doing, particularly with startup companies with a base here in the UAE. The new news for you, you've been around a while, is that you're raising a fund at the moment because over on the West Coast of the United States, the big private equity and venture capital boys, they see what's happening here in Dubai, the UAE and the wider region, and they want to invest in it, don't they?
Yeah, there's a definite pull right now with the MSCI reclassification of the UAE, whereby we're seeing emerging market funds from the US paying particular interest in this region. And on the back of that, we are establishing a special opportunities fund that will focus really on growth opportunities here in the UAE on a private equity basis initially, and maybe then to look at putting these companies out into the capital markets at some point.
Now, in terms of specific names, you can't name names because they're confidential at the moment, but some of the companies you are working with, there's one European healthcare company that you can name. And okay, it's based in Europe, but they're here in Dubai not just to raise money, but to set up a center of excellence, to invest in healthcare city. And then they're looking to list on Nasdaq Dubai, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very interesting project for us. The company's called Medinas. Medinas operates in the oncology sector of healthcare, whereby they have a machine that raises the body temperature in the abdominal area to 42 degrees. If you raise the temperature to 42 degrees and apply the chemotherapy to that particular area, it actually kills the cancer. So we're particularly excited about the company, the product, its potential, and we're helping them right now here in Dubai, as you say, with a center of excellence, set up local distribution here, and we believe there's a massive market for Medinas here in the UAE.
And in terms of broadening this out, we are seeing a trend here, aren't we, of foreign investors investing in startups. We had Souq.com, online retailer, got a whole bunch of investment only, what, 2 or 3 months ago. We've seen, you know, startups also getting a little bit of money from international players as well. So the international investment community is waking up, isn't it, to the Middle East, not just as a source of capital, which it has been for years and years, but as a source of deal flow. What's changed in terms of the entrepreneurial culture here that's putting it on the radar of Silicon Valley investors?
Well, I think you're right. The emphasis has changed, whereby perhaps the Middle East was one of the go-to places for capital historically, and now maybe the market here is emerging in many different ways. There's definitely more entrepreneurial spirit here in the UAE than perhaps there was 30, 40 years ago. And the MSCI reclassification, while it's not the be-all and end-all, you've still got to have businesses down below that actually operate and have growth, make profits, etc. It has, for sure, turned eyes onto the UAE that perhaps we're looking somewhere else.
So what tips can you give to either people with a great idea out there, or perhaps more relevantly to you, established small, perhaps medium-sized enterprises who are thinking, okay, maybe now is the time to get a stock market listing. Maybe now is the time to get a bit of funding in from private equity investors. Maybe now is the time for a trade sale. Because you're what I would call the type of boutique investment bank who helps with that type of stuff. But what are these entrepreneurs need to be doing to get their business ready for that?
It's all about preparation. The company may well look fantastic from the inside, but it's also got to look fantastic from the outside. So it's very, very important that they prepare all of their accounts, the corporate governance, and really follow just good, proper business acumen. Quite often these smaller companies are running so fast, they leave a trail in their wake. They have to stop for a minute, look backwards, and they really have to start preparing for any capital raising, public equity activity, whatever it may be, probably 6 to 9 months prior to the event.
What are the big questions that these Silicon Valley investors are asking before they write the check for a company here in the UAE?
Growth is the biggest point. Management is, of course, very, very important. But if you have strong management and you have strong growth, then we just got to look at the execution plan. How are we going to achieve the fantastic growth that the wonderful management are talking about? So then it's the execution plan. If the execution plan is right, management are strong, and the growth numbers look good, there is money available. You need to look in today's newspaper, although it's not here in the UAE. The car service, Uber, has got a $17 billion valuation and raised $1.2 billion pre-IPO.
Let's look at some of the valuations, and you mentioned valuations there in relation to Uber. The stock market here in Dubai at the moment trading at around about 20 times annual earnings, a price to earnings ratio. A lot of small business owners would probably be quite happy if someone came along and offered them 20 times 2013 profits for their business. In reality, for a small business, valuation is a more nuanced science, isn't it, than that?
Yeah, I think with a small private business, probably 5 to 8 times is probably the right sort of bracket. Perhaps less if it's in a more established economy industry. Perhaps a little bit more if it's in a high growth, maybe a tech industry or a healthcare industry.
And what about companies that aren't yet making money? I mean, famously, you know, the likes of Google, Facebook spent years and years not making money. They were losing money, and yet they attracted investment on the promise of jam tomorrow and future earnings. Are there any investors out there who will take a punt on a UAE company, a tech startup perhaps, that is losing money at the moment but has the prospect in 2016-17 of making earnings?
I would say there would be no shortage of potential investors for something that can hit the mass market, something that perhaps is disruptive technology, something that can become an international brand or a global player in its field. Yeah, I would say there was money out there.
Finally, my final question is this, Peter. If you could name one sector, one hot sector that international investors really want to invest in here in the UAE or the wider Middle East region, the one that you have most conversations with, the one that your phone rings most about, what is that one sector here in the UAE?
Just the one sector.
Just name one.
Healthcare.
Peter, it's been great talking to you. Really appreciate you joining us today. Peter Smith is the CEO of GE Partners, and we thank you indeed for your time.
Thank you.